Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our ritual to connect every single day through the internet, through this podcast. We, like-minded people who have this love, this passion for bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever it is to us, however we prioritize it in our life, whatever level of experience we're at. And most importantly, we have this love, we have this passion to get the most out of life, to become the best that we can be, self-improvement, personal development, because like I say, we're more than just muscles, right? We're making our man formation to become the best versions of ourselves that we can be so we can enjoy the best options in life, whatever we want in life, more connection, more money, more things, more achievement, whatever it is, we got to become the best that we can be so we can get those things that are important to us, whatever those things are. So welcome to this podcast. Thank you so much for your comments, your emails. Tell me how much you're loving the podcast, how it's becoming a part of your day. And thank you so much for sharing this with your friends, other like-minded people, liking it on Facebook, liking all my stuff on Facebook, sharing it. I tell you, those things, it may seem like a small thing that I ask you to do to pass the word along, but I'm telling you is that so many people like it and share it, shows up on other people's timelines. They go, hey, what's this? What's this morning connection thing? Who's this Skip LaCour guy? They try it out, and now they're part of our community of like-minded, passionate individuals. So thank you so much for doing those small things like liking and sharing and telling your friends. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement line, my highest quality, most effective sports nutrition line. I really appreciate that. Welcome to all of the new visitors, new listeners to this podcast and my little community here who bumped into this podcast, to our little circle through the latest bodybuilding.com article. So welcome. You found a place that you can share your passion and desire to improve your body, your mind, and yourself right here. That's what I'm all about. And I just want you to know that I know there's so much information out there, and there's so many experts saying that their way is the right way and their way is the only way. I also know that that causes so much confusion and so much frustration and overwhelm that so many people just throw up their hands and they don't do anything because it's too hard, it's too challenging to do all this with so much uncertainty. Well, I'm one of these guys that if you take any action moving forward, you commit to any diet, you commit to any training program, you have your heart into it, you follow through consistently, that you are taking positive steps to having that physique that you really want. Now, I do believe that there are strategies that are more effective than others. And, you know, you stick around in my circles, you visit skiplacour.com, you visit the bodybuilding.com message board, the forum, and you go to my thread, and I'll have a link down below. And if you're listening to this podcast through iTunes, go to skiplacour.com, go to podcast, go to this podcast, and you'll see a link to this thread that I have on bodybuilding.com in the IFBB Pro Bodybuilding section. That's like over 300 pages. It's been viewed, I don't know, like close to 700,000 times. There are questions that are answered for years, short articles, longer articles, motivational pictures, motivational quotes, podcasts, more podcasts than this one. There are videos. Everything that you need is a great source of information all right there for you. And you have the opportunity to ask me questions. I'm there all during the day. Check out when someone asked a question. See how long it took me to answer that question because I'm alerted by email. It's a great place for you to hang out and learn more about bodybuilding, training, fitness, and the mindset that goes along with that. So check that out. But welcome those new visitors to bodybuilding.com. I won't let you down. I'm going to support your efforts. I'm going to encourage you because this isn't about me. This is about you getting what you want, right? The body that you want, the certainty and confidence that you want. And what I was saying is that I believe that if you do something and with a certain level of consistency, you'll be well on your way to finding the optimal strategy. I'm not that kind of person that says there's a right way and a wrong way. It's black, it's white. That if you're doing it this way on a scale from 1 to 10, it's a 10. And if you do it any other way, that's a 0. I mean, you're getting nothing out of it. It doesn't work that way. All right, you're putting yourself forward, and I'll guide you to what I feel are the optimal strategies. I'll sell you, I'll convince you so you are more confident, right? But, you know, I'm not going to blow you out of the water with overwhelm right from the start. So you found a safe place here. Now, during this Morning Connection podcast, this is more about life. It's more about the mindset of a person who succeeds with their bodybuilding training, their fitness levels, all right? What they focus on, what they think about. I know that you are going through this, and although all over the world there may be a lot of people who are into fitness, in your circle sometimes there's nobody who understands how you prioritize things in life, your desires, your goals, why you do the things that you do. And it can be a really lonely place. That's why it's great for you to make this part of your morning ritual. You found someone who is like you, who can help you with the journey. So you're not crazy. You're not stupid. There'll be a lot of things that I say that I'm sure about, whether it's my victories or especially my defeats in life, that you can relate to and say, hey, wow, look, this guy's done all right with his bodybuilding and training efforts. Seems like a good guy. Hey, he's feeling the same things I'm feeling. Maybe I'm not wrong. Maybe I'm not crazy. And I want to give you that sense of comfort to go forward. All right. But this is about the more about the mindset, the lifestyle. There are strategies that I'll maybe indirectly talk about there. But the specific strategies, you can go to skiplacour.com. You can go to, like I said, that thread on bodybuilding.com. I have lots of articles all over that talk about the specifics. All right. So this is about just connecting, you know, focusing on what you want. And, you know, it's us getting to know each other on a more personal basis besides the sets and reps. So today is Friday. Today is the end of most people's week. How was your week? Right? How's it going? And when I ask that, again, we're more than just muscles. This is about man formation. This is about life. Many times when I post something like that on social media, someone says, oh, my training is going great. I crushed it, personal records. And that's awesome. I know that's kind of the reason why you come to me is because, you know, of the muscles, right? But I want more than that for you. All right, so how's your week going? Business, relationships, inching closer to your life goals. Are you taking advantage of this time? Are you getting ahead? Are you falling back? Do you need to refocus? Right? So how's your week going? Friday is a kind of a different day for me because it's one of 2 days that I set aside for personal one-on-one phone consultations. I have this coaching program where I talk to really dedicated individuals, and we talk for 30 minutes every week, same day, same time, and I get them to step up to think like the person they want to be and make sure they have that extra level of accountability. All right, so I do give them the specific strategies that they're looking for, and I do this with man formation, leadership, and just do that for, it's not just about bodybuilding and training. And it's my belief that we will do more for other people than we will do for ourselves sometimes, meaning that if something's online, we don't want to let down other people. We're, you know, we'll rationalize to ourselves. We're more likely to let ourselves down. And that one premise is what makes this coaching program so effective. Because now there's two people who are focused on your goals. There are two people reminding you of what you say you want to do. You can let yourself down, like maybe you've done in the past. You say you're going to do something, don't even touch it. Don't even address it for 3 weeks. You get involved in the old patterns, which made you the old you, but you want to become this new you, and you're not focusing on it, right? A lot of times it's easy to say, well, I'm busy, I'm this, I'm that. But when you have me, you said you were going to do this by this time, and we got to talk every single week. It keeps you focused. It keeps you focused on the promise that you made to yourself. More than that, you're not going to talk to me every single week and skip, well, I know it's 10 o'clock on Friday again and didn't do anything towards my goals or dreams at all. Didn't follow through with my diet. I didn't train. I didn't inch forward in any way, shape, or form. You're not going to say that to me. right? Or if you do, it's going to be one or two times. And the pain of it all, that pressure, which helps us perform to our highest levels, you know, you're going to make sure that you just do it. And there's a lot of other benefits. You can check that out. Go to skiplacour.com. Click the coaching link. Go under weekly coaching. I've got a video there. I explain the whole program if this is something that you're interested in doing. Now, like I said, I do it on Fridays. Now I've expanded to Sundays as well because I know that you guys got to work your 40-hour work weeks. You have your school. You have your family. There's other things. And, you know, I always say that the people who get ahead in life are those who are willing to work above and beyond the 40-hour work week. So if you're working your 40-hour work week and then you're trying to work out and you're trying to do your family, well, it's tough to give up a Friday, right, to do that. So, look, I'm leading by example, and I've opened up some times on Sunday. So click that link. Send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com, if you're interested in that. You know, one thing I want to talk about is some criticism that I got on the internet, all right? And it's, when I say criticism, to me, it's a positive thing. It helps me become better. It helps me become a better communicator. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. I think I have had my first website in 1997, back in the digital dial-up connection days, the AOL days. And so I've been doing this a long time, getting a lot of feedback. So I know the difference between someone who just doesn't like you, a hater, right? Or someone who has a legitimate criticism. So I don't get all bent out of shape because I can, by this time, I can differentiate the haters or someone who just doesn't like your style or someone that challenges their way of thinking too much and so they've got to attack you. I can differentiate that from those where maybe I just blew it. I didn't communicate well enough. And I use this opportunity to become better at what I do and meet other people's needs better. You know, I see the younger guys on the internet, and to me, they're doing a great job. They've got a great following. People really appreciate what they do, and they really focus on the haters, the haters, the haters. You know, and they spend a lot of time addressing something a hater said. Where to me, it's just something in the small minority, or it's a personality based thing. There's something that they can't do anything about. You know, in life, you have to take the good with the bad, or the bad with the good. And that's part of it. You put yourself out there. You put your personality. There are people who aren't going to like it. And you got to just be okay with that. You got to just focus on the people who get value out of what you say and what you do and who you are, right? So the criticism that I got, so many of you who are listening to this podcast for the first time because you saw my article that was posted on the bodybuilding.com site, the 6 next level tips. You know, let me just tell you, it's a series of articles that will be coming out. And this is just the first one. And I had to establish the mindset that it takes to get to the next level with some tips, right? And so, you know, it's generally well received. That, you know, I'm very confident in what I produce. But there was a couple of comments on Facebook. And one was, seems like a lot of common sense. And then another comment was, this is totally a noob article, meaning a new person training, a noob article. I want to know what gets you massive, what made you so massive, right? And again, I look those as situations. Again, I know the difference. To me, that is just a general confusion, maybe where I could have been more clear, or I could do a better job of explaining how this all works and not like they're just attacking my work. So this is what I want to explain, is that next level tips. I know what they're looking for, right? What they're looking for is some secret way to eat, maybe a secret food or a certain timing, or this special routine that's going to add an inch on their biceps or abs overnight or whatever. And you know what? I know that there are experts who promise you that with their headlines. I think once you get into that, if they're even halfway responsible, you know, that promise isn't so pronounced, comes down to a reality. But I understand that's what people are looking for. Next level means how can I create this gigantic shortcut from what I'm doing now to later. To them, that's what a next level tip means to them. That's what they're looking for, right? And, you know, one thing that I need to explain how this works. And I believe that not just in bodybuilding and training, which I've dedicated my life to, and explaining how to become more effective and efficient with it, I think it works with any area of life. Those who succeed at the highest level, there are no real secrets. There are fundamentals that they check off, boom, boom, boom. They do every day. They do on a consistent basis, all right? So they do what you may consider simple, common knowledge or common sense things. They do them on a consistent basis, which, number one, let me tell you something. If you look at that article, the six next level steps, I can tell you, being in a gym for so many years, helping out so many people, all right? 9 out of 10 people in the gym do not do those, all right, at all. And they don't follow through on a consistent basis. So whether it's common sense or not, or newbie tips, the vast majority, it doesn't matter what people know or what should be common sense. If they're not doing it, then they don't know it, right? No matter what they might think. The second thing, and this is the distinction that I want to make a point of during this podcast, is people who excel at what they do, they take fundamental, basic steps, and then they take them to higher and higher levels. They learn more, more distinctions. They become more effective, more efficient with that same fundamental strategy, but they take it to higher and higher levels. Well, what do I mean by that? All right, let's just say that you had a bicep routine. Somebody convinced you that, oh, this is the ultimate bicep routine. You do, I don't know, whatever, two sets of this, three sets of this, and you finish off with this, right? And you're convinced. And you've been training, let's just say, for 3 months. And you do, you know, that routine. And you're confident and you follow through. Let me ask you a question. If you did that routine for 6 more months, the very same routine, the very same sets and reps, wouldn't you be a lot more effective and efficient at that routine than you were when you did it during the first couple months? There's no doubt about it. The more you do things, the better you become. In addition to just, if you don't just turn off your brain and you're constantly seeking on how to become more effective and efficient, you're always striving for a higher level with everything that you do, what you're also going to do is you're going to find a little shortcut. Hey, well, if I just tweak my elbow here, or if I just do this round walk here, hey, when I don't have on music, I train higher, at a higher level. Or when I do have music, all right? Or I train better in the morning with this basic bicep routine than in the evening. So you take these fundamental, what may seem like basic things, and you take them to higher and higher levels. The people who succeed at what they do, it's those fundamentals, it's those basics that they do. First of all, they know them, right? You can say you know everything that I've listed out. Trust me, from the execution of the majority of people out there, they must not know them or they must ignore them. And then after you know them, you got to follow through with them on a consistent basis. But the third and the most important thing is that you are finding new distinctions to get more and more and more out of it. You don't just set it and forget it, right? You milk, you squeeze, you juice more and more out of those basic strategies. So when you look at these fundamentals, realize that within them, they're higher and higher levels. There's probably 10 levels that you could take it to, all right, if not higher. Now, again, I know what it is that people are looking for. They're looking for some type of shortcut. Many times they're promised that, by fitness experts. But I like to use an analogy of trying to make money, trying to become a billionaire, let's say. And the reason why I like to use that, even though I'm talking about bodybuilding and training and fitness, is that I believe that most people, whether they want to commit their life to it, whether or not they want to value it as much or whatever, go for it. I think that most people think that if you work hard enough and long enough and you're creative enough, you are unlimited with the amount of money that you can make. And now, sure, some people have it easier because of who they know or who their parents were or how much money they get to start. But I really don't believe people think making money is just totally impossible. Now, do they want to do it? That's a whole different thing. But I don't think they think it's impossible. I think when it comes to building muscle, losing body fat, looking good, I really think a lot of people think they are so limited by their genetics. There's only so much they can do. And they come to that conclusion far earlier in the process until they exploited all of their abilities, all their thinking, all their actions, all the strategies. And they throw up their hands like, oh, you can only do so much. It's impossible to do that. I don't think they do that when it comes to money. They just say, well, I don't want it that bad. If I don't want to eat, sleep, and breathe, I don't want to work 20 hours a day, I don't want to travel 300 days a year, hey, I just don't want to make money. I don't think people are willing to come to that conclusion to have the body that they want, which if they did, you know, it could be quite freeing, right? But this is what I think, using the billionaire analogy. Just say you went to billionaire.com and Joe Billionaire was given his 6 next level tips to how to become a billionaire, right? Now, let me just say this. I've never been a billionaire. I'm not even close to being a billionaire, right? So I'm just going to throw off what I think billionaire strategies would be. But wouldn't you think that the strategies, if you said how to become a billionaire, it would be things like consistency, determination, know what you want, be willing to sacrifice to go to the next level, right? All those intangibles would be listed out, and he would give you some examples how it fits to become a billionaire, and you may or may not be able to relate to them. See, I think that if I were to use, again, the analogy in the bodybuilding fitness world, I think that if people went to billionaire.com to look for next level steps, they'd be looking like things like, okay, this is what you do. You go behind the dumpster at financial institutions, right? Stockbrokers, right? When the market closes at 3, you go back in the dumpster and you just shuffle through there, especially, I don't know, Fridays, you know? And you will find stock tips there that they just throw away, and then boom, you can make money a lot faster. That's a next level tip. Some secret that nobody knows that they got from their experience, right? Or maybe it's like if you're at your job and you want to get a raise, the best way, studies have shown, the science has shown, if you do it after 8 months, not 6 months, not 10 months, but 8 months, right? After you start. And you do it on Tuesday, not Monday, Tuesday after it's settled, and you do it in the morning, and you present your case, and you do this, this, and this. Studies have shown that, and you ask for that you'll get a raise. And don't ask for a 10% raise. Studies have shown when you want your salary doubled, that they're more likely to do it, because studies have shown they're more impressed with your confidence in this and that. So 8 months into it, on the Tuesday, ask for a 50% raise, and you'll be more likely to get it. So that's my next level strategy from billionaire.com. See, I think that's what people would think. Those are next level tips. I think that's what people think when it comes to training strategies, looking for that secret shortcut. And I'm just telling you, just like bodybuilding training, just like in the financial world, it's the doing the basics over and over again, those things, those common sense things that you think may be newbie things, but taking them to higher and higher and higher and higher levels all the time. I'll give you an example. Like, you may or may not notice, depending on how you follow these podcasts. This podcast is being posted about 3 hours later than I normally do it, right? You know the simple reason why? I delivered an amazing podcast early in the morning on time, right? But I had a small glitch in the recording system where there's this irritating click, 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 click throughout the whole thing. And then I had to get onto a phone call station, had another one, and now here I am later in the day, but sticking to it, because I promised you that I would do this morning connection, right? So I'm doing that first one. Oh man, that was an awesome podcast. Man, I was passionate. I was effective, right? Got to just suck it up and do it again and follow through with what I say. Now, what would that look like in a strategy on how to become successful in business, all right, or how to run successful podcasts? You know what it would say is you got to do whatever it takes. You got to be persistent. It's a guy who falls down 6 times but gets up 7. When you promise something, you deliver, right? It would sound so basic, such a newbie, such a common sense type of thing. But it's doing that over and over and checking yourself. Well, am I doing that or not? It's doing the podcast again anyway, where it's for free. What's it matter, right? I could have easily blown it off, or I could have given you one with the clicks in it. It wasn't maybe that distracting. But those are standards, those are qualities, right? How would that translate in an article on bodybuilding.com, right? It would sound like a newbie strategy. It would sound like common sense, right? So just remember, it's, you know, I even I gave you these examples because I get frustrated with myself sometimes because I'm saying things and I'm questioning myself. I'm going, why? You're sounding like a motivational book. All those quotes you see on Facebook or whatever. I've got to be more than just a trite motivational speech or a motivational coach. I got to find a way through an example, a story, a metaphor where it actually connects with you, right? It's those basics, it's the fundamentals, it's showing up the gym, it's eating those meals, and it's taking it to higher, higher levels, being persistent, waking up in the morning, thinking about what your goal is, going to bed at night, thinking about it 100 times during the day, all right? It's taking everything you do to higher and higher levels. That's what the next level is. Now, that's what I'm communicating in my articles. What I'm doing is I am finding a way to take the things that are what I believe are the most important over all these years, because what are really important and what are not important may be different from what you think. Your logic might say a lot of priority should go into this and not as much in this, and it may be just the opposite. It may be that what you are stressing in importance is really right on, and then I get to validate that so there's less confusion and overwhelm so you know that you're focusing on the right things, and it's not just a guess that you have with a little bit of uncertainty. So as you look at these articles, as you look at tips from your experts, don't look at them like, that's so basic. Everybody knows that. Trust me, everybody doesn't know these things or they'd be doing it, all right? So have a great day. Thanks again for supporting SkipLacour's Mass Machine Nutrition, supporting my information products on skiplacour.com, visiting my thread on bodybuilding.com, and my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page, SkipLacour page. If you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you make your way over to skiplacour.com, click the links, you'll find out all these great resources that I'm talking about. All right, guys, have an amazing day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.